Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 44th week of our look at the book of Genesis as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
In verse number 15, I love this. And behold, I'm with thee. Remember, he's by himself, probably by himself, traveling this long distance. And the Lord said, I'm with you. By the way, that's another, ain't it comforting to know that even in our journeys in life, even when things are dark and cold and you're by yourself, the Lord says, I'm with you. We're never alone. Never alone. He told Jacob, I'm with you. I'm with thee. And I will keep you in all the places where thou goest. That means I'm going to not only with my presence, with my protection. I'm with you with my presence. I'm with you in my protection. And I'll bring you again into this land. Again, that's that provision. So you see the promises there. The presence, the protection, and the provision. I'm going to give all these things to you. I will not leave until I've done that which I've spoken unto thee of. And Jacob awaked out of his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. And Jacob's dream, before going any farther, when he dreamed that there was access to heaven, that ladder that between heaven and earth, and angels descending and ascending, a multitude of them going up and down. Well, there was interaction. It showed that there's interaction between heaven and earth, and this ladder made it possible. The interaction. John chapter number 1. Hold your place there and turn me to John chapter number 1. I want you to read this with me. I got a few minutes left. John chapter number 1, beginning in verse number 43. There's a fella we find in the gospel. His name is Nathanael. Okay. Nathanael. And we're going to find something about this ladder. The day following, in verse number 43, John chapter number 1, Jesus would go forth into Galilee and findeth Philip and saith unto him, follow me. Now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. And Philip findeth Nathanael and said unto him, we have found him of whom Moses and the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. Again, don't you tell me that Jesus is not in the Old Testament. Hear it all the time. You don't find Jesus in the Old Testament. You ain't looking hard enough. Amen. Philip said, listen, we found him, the one that Moses wrote about in Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, in the law. And we found him that all the prophets did write about. Jesus is found all through the Old Testament. And verse number 46, and Nathanael said unto him, can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip said unto him, well, come and see. I love that. Come and see for yourself. Seeing is believing. Come and see. And Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and saith of him, Nathanael, behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile. The word guile means deceit. He was an honest man. He was a good man. And Jesus knew him. How did he know him? He never met him before because he's God, very God. Look at the rest of it. And then Nathanael, verse number 40, said, whence knowest thou me? How do you know I've never met you before? And Jesus answered and said to him, before that Philip called thee, thou wast under a fig tree and I saw thee. Can you imagine that? Before Philip came, how do you know Philip came to you? Well, because he's God. I saw you sitting under a fig tree. And Nathanael answered and said unto him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God. Thou art the King of Israel. There's no doubt who you are. Remember, Philip said, come and see. We found this Jesus the Old Testament talked about. I don't know about that. Will you come and see for yourself? He came and Jesus told him who he was. He said, we found him. We found him. And Jesus, verse number 50, I love this, 50 and 51. And Jesus answered and said unto him, because I said unto thee, I saw thee under a fig tree, thou believest? Hey, that ain't nothing. You ain't seen nothing yet, because thou shalt see greater things than these. And he saith unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, hereafter ye shall see heaven open, and angels of God descending and ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Now, most commentators believe, and I go along with this, he was probably reading when Philip came to him and told him, Nathanael, about Jesus. Not only was he meditating and praying, he was probably reading this passage of Scripture or some type of passage of Scripture about Jacob and his experience about the ladder and going up, the angels going up and down the ladder. He's probably reading this, and Jesus knew what he was doing. And that's why he brought this in. You think this is something about me knowing you under the fig tree? You're going to see a lot greater things than that. From here, you're going to see the angels ascending and descending upon me. Jesus said, I am that ladder. I'm the ladder. Jesus is the only access to heaven. Amen. That's that access. The angels going up and down from heaven. And the Son, when in Jacob's dream, and the Lord God on the top of the ladder. In that Jacob's dream, and he blessed him again. And Jesus said, listen, I'm that ladder. I'm the only access to heaven. Jesus later said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come up to the Father but by me. And the only way to get to heaven, we are climbing Jacob's ladder. It's through Jesus Christ, by faith and trust in him. He's that ladder. Jesus is the ladder. He's the only access to heaven. He is the only way. And then back in chapter number 28, let's finish this chapter. Man, this is such a good, you know, we're like in our 41st or 42nd week in the study of Genesis. Can you imagine? Where's the year gone? We've been in this about 42 weeks, and we're just now in chapter. Ain't this good stuff, though? And Jacob awaked out of his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. And when I was studying this, I wrote in my note, he's just like most of us are this morning. You know, God is in this place. Amen. And most of us are going to leave this place, and I knew it not. What a travesty to know that we're in the house of God. And we know it not. Jacob awaked out of his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place. And I knew it not, but the word knew is past tense. This may be not good English, but I'm from Auburndale High School. But he knowed it now. Okay? He knowed it now, man. He knowed the Lord was in this place. So what did he did? He was, by the way, he was afraid. I still think of that song. Every time when we get up to heaven, I don't know what I'll do. You know, will I dance for you, Jesus? Will I do this or this? I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to fall on our knees, just like John the Revelator. He said, I saw him, I fell as a dead man. When we see Jesus, we're going to worship him. We're going to fall on our face. He was afraid. Matter of fact, you've heard this story before. My dad's grandpa was a preacher. And oftentimes when he was in services, my dad would go with my grandpa to preach, to hear my grandpa preach. You've heard the stories of the old, you know. Matter of fact, they don't make them like they used to. Talk about men and women of old, they ain't like they used to. They don't make them like they used to. But anyway, daddy said that his grandpa, his name was Walter, called him Bid Boy. He said, Bid Boy, there's sometimes in services, he said, I'm afraid to move because God is so close to me.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And come join us this Saturday as the Inspirations will be with us in concert. That's February 13th at 6 p.m. at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church. You don't want to miss it. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.